Seize the Day, America's favorite game show, where contestants from all over America win America's greatest prize. And coming up at 8, our feature movie presentation, Ghost Kiss.
Yeah!
Discretion is no advised. Way.
Come
and
on,
now,
this is first book.
It's first gross, but we're going to watch Cheers and Wings like we do every week, Jeffy.
Dennis, please?
No.
Then tape it at least.
We're taping CNN for mom. She's talking to Aunt Lois. She'll be on the phone forever. She always is.
How can we tape CNN for God's sake? It never stops.
That's what she likes about it.
And don't say God's sake, Jeffy. You're not old enough to talk about God. Except in church. Don't call me Jeffy.
Okay, Jeffy. Jeffy, Jeffy, Jeffy. Aw, poor Jeffy. He's moping.
It was Dad's first book. Don't you guys even care? Can't you?
It's Sabrina.
I love Sabrina. Dennis, please.
Dad's in his office. Have him tape it on his VCR.
And quit being such a totally annoying little booger. There's a booger.
Oh, Bill? Well, he says he doesn't feel very well, but he's always like that between books. Can't sleep. Every headache's a brain tumor, you know. Once he gets going on something new, he's fine.
Mom?
Jeffy, I'm on the phone.
But Connie and Dennis.
Not now, honey. Lois, you there? What? Oh, they're squabbling again. Polly used to keep him in line, but now that she's away at school, I don't know. Maybe sending her to Bolton wasn't such a hot idea. Sometimes when she calls home, she sounds so unhappy.
Jeez.
Oh, hell. Well, when it doesn't come, it doesn't come. Delete, delete, delete.
Booga booga!
Hiya, Jeffy.
Oh, how come we didn't get scared?
Scaring's my business. I'm case-hardened. Hey, something wrong?
Daddy, can I watch the first hour of Ghost Kiss? And you tape the rest. Dennis and Connie are hogging the set.
You really want to watch that, champ? You know, there's some pretty strong stuff in it.
Yeah, that's why it's so totally cool.
Well, let's go see where your mom stashed the blank tapes.
All right.
You know, Lois, I really think Jeffy needs the orthodontic work. But you know Bill. Oh, can you hold on a sec? I've got another call coming in.
Honey, where are the blank tapes?
Wait a minute, Bill. Hello, Weiderman residence.
Jake, please, Jake.
Polly, is that you? What's wrong?
Oh, please, quick, Jake.
Polly, calm down. Whatever it is, it can't be that bad.
Mom, what's wrong?
Who was that?
Hello? Hello? Lois, listen, I'll call you back. That was Polly. Oh, she sounded pretty upset. No, she hung up. Yes, I will. Thanks.
It was Polly?
Crying her head off. It sounded like she was trying to say, please take me home. I knew that damn school was freaking her out. Ugh, why I ever let you talk me into it, I don't know. Damn it, where's my book? Connie, did you take my address book?
No, Mom.
Here it is. It's in with the bill.
Give it to me.
Honey, calm down.
I'll calm down after I talk to her.
Just...
She's 16, Bill. Girls that age get depressed a lot. Sometimes they even... Oh, just give me the book. 617... Come on, please. Don't be busy. Just this once. Oh, thank you, God.
Hartshorn Hall, this is Frida. You want Christine the sex queen, are you? She's still in the shower.
Could you please call Polly to the phone? Polly Weiderman. This is her mother.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Weiderman. I was never mind. Look, I'll go find your call. Hold on for a minute.
Thank you.
Well?
Somebody's getting her. I hope.
Dad, I found a tape. Dennis hit him. He's always doing that.
In a minute, Jeff. Go watch the tube.
But I don't like Seize the Day.
I won't forget, promise. Now go on.
Oh, all right.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, please.
Katie, calm down.
If you'd heard her, you wouldn't tell me to calm down. She sounded so...
Hi, Mom, what's up?
Oh, Paul, honey, are you all right?
Am I all right? I'm great. I aced my bio exam and got a B on my French conversational essay. Oh, and Ronnie Hansen asked me to the Harvest Ball. I'm
so all right that if one more good thing happens to me today, I'll probably blow up like the Hindenburg.
You didn't just call me up?
Just now?
Crying your head off?
Well, heck no, wasn't moi.
Well, I'm real glad about your test and your date, honey. Must have been somebody else. I'll call you back, okay?
Okay, say hi to Dad.
I will.
She okay?
She's fine. It's so odd, Bill. I could have sworn it was Polly. But she's walking on air.
So it was a prank. Or somebody crying so hard they dialed a wrong number. Through a shimmering film of tears, as we veteran hacks like to say.
It was not a prank, and it was not a wrong number. It was someone in my family.
Honey, you can't know that.
Oh, no. If Jeffy called up, just crying, would you know it was him?
Yeah, maybe. I guess I might. Who are you calling?
Hello?
Hello, Mom?
Katie.
Mom, are you... did you call just a few minutes ago?
Call you? Oh, no, dear. Why do you ask?
Oh, you know these phones. I was juggling call waiting and lost somebody on the other line.
Well, it wasn't me, but I'm so glad you called. I wanted to tell you. I was in La Boutique today, and I saw the prettiest dress. Oh, Katie,
Mom,
it would be
can
so...
we talk about this later?
Katie, are you all right?
I have to... You know, Mom, I think I just got a spell of diarrhea. Have to go. Bye.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's great. Diarrhea. I got to remember that the next time my agent calls. Katie, that was so cool.
This is not funny.
Honey?
It was somebody in my family. And she sounded... Oh, you don't understand. I knew that voice. I'm positive.
But if Polly's okay and your mom's okay...
It's Dawn.
Dawn? Oh, come on, hon. A minute ago, you were sure it was Polly.
No, it has to be Dawn. I was on the phone with Lois, and Mom's okay. Dawn's the only other one it could have been. Oh, she's the youngest of us, and I could have mistaken her for Polly. Oh, Bill, she's out there in that farmhouse all alone with the baby.
Well, what do you mean, alone?
Jerry's in Burlington. Oh, that's it. It's got to be Dawn. Something's happened to her. I know it.
Mom, is Aunt Dawn okay?
As far as we know, she's fine. Katie, take it easy. Bad to buy trouble before you know it's on sale.
Oh, it's busy. Bill, I'm scared. Drive me out there to her place now.
Well, how can you be so sure?
She's the only one left. Please. Drive me out.
Here, give me the phone.
Operator.
Yes, operator. I'm trying to reach my sister-in-law. The line's busy and I'm a little worried about her. Could you break into the call, please?
Mom, what's going on?
Is Aunt Dawn okay?
Shh. Can I have your name, please?
William Weiderman.
William Weiderman? The author?
Well, I...
Oh, not the one who wrote Spider-Doom?
Yeah, that was mine. Look, if you could...
Oh, my God. Oh, I just love that book. I love all your books.
I'm delighted you do. But at the moment, my wife is pretty worried about her sister. If it's possible for you to just...
Oh, you betcha. Well, what's the number you're trying to reach?
Okay, it's 555-6169.
Oh, just a moment, Mr. Weiderman. I'm checking. Oh, and Night of the Beast. Oh, that was great, too. Oh, well, hold on.
Is she checking?
Yes, just a minute.
Mr. Weiderman, I'm sorry, but that line isn't busy. The phone's off the hook. Oh, you know, I was wondering, if I sent you my copy of Spider-Doom...
Why'd you hang up?
She can't break in. The phone's not busy. It's off the hook.
Oh, Bill!
Get your coat.
Tell me she's all right.
She's all right.
Now tell me what you really think.
What I really think? Tonight, Jeffy snuck up behind me and put the old booga booga on me. He was disappointed as hell I didn't jump out of my skin. I told him I was case-hardened. I lied.
Why'd Jerry have to move out there when he's gone half the time? Dawn and that tiny baby all by themselves. Why?
Shh, Katie, we're almost there.
I'm scared.
Booga booga.
The house is too dark. She should be home.
Wait.
Bill, what's that?
Dad's old army pistol. I thought it wouldn't be a bad idea to bring it along. Come on.
Oh, honey.
Her car's here. Somebody is home.
Or was.
Katie, look. The lock's been broken.
Call the police.
No, it'll take too long. Look, stay behind me. If anything happens, run like hell.
Bill, that noise. Where's it coming from? The place has been ransacked. Oh, no, let's call the police.
Quiet. Stay behind me. Nobody in the living room.
That noise, what is it?
It's coming from the den. All right, I'm going to push the door open fast. Stay behind me. Ready?
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, no, Dawn! What's happened to her?
Where?
On the couch, there. Oh, Bill, where's the baby?
Turn the light on.
Oh, she's like just asleep. Rock, Dawn? Dawn, wake
right
up.
Now, Mr.
Hey, kid, what are you doing here? Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, hand me the remote. Where's the baby?
I got him. Look, he's playing book reviewer. Been pounding on an autographed first edition of Ghost Kiss, looks like.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Bill.
No, hey. There's critics who'd say he ought to use something heavier than a baby bottle.
Jeez, I'm embarrassed, you guys. The place is a mess. Wish you'd called first.
We tried. The operator told Bill the phone was off the hook.
Not again. Justin's at that age. I gotta keep everything 3 feet off the ground.
Don't want to scare you, beautiful, but somebody's been at your front door lock trying to break in.
The front door? Gosh, no, that was Jerry last week. Yeah, I locked us out by mistake, and he used a screwdriver on it. He thought he'd play cat burglar and pick it, but naturally he messed it up bad. The locksmith's coming tomorrow to replace it.
Dawn, did you call me tonight?
Gee, no, I didn't call anyone. I was too busy keeping the rug rat out of trouble. His flavor of the week's fabric softener, so I plopped him down in front of the tube with me while I was waiting for your movie to come on. Guess I dozed off.
Oh, movie. Damn. I was going to record it for Jeff. Come on, Katie. Let's go home.
Just a second.
Bill, do you think Jeffy's old enough to watch something like Ghost Kiss?
Oh, hey, it's the network. They take out the blood bags.
Oh, well, that's good.
Dennis, honey, it's me. I just thought you'd like to know your Aunt Dawn's fine. Tell your brother and sister. Honey, were there any calls while we were gone? None? We'll be home in 10 minutes. No calls.
Okay, let's go home.
When Jerry's back from his trip, come on over for dinner.
Love to.
Night.
Honey, now give me Uncle Bill's book. Come on.
You think I'm a hysterical idiot. Go ahead and say it.
No, I was scared too.
You sure you're not mad?
I'm too relieved. You know? Sort of a scatterbrain, old Dawn. But I love her.
I love you, honey. You're such a sweet man.
Me? I'm the boogeyman.
You don't fool me for a minute.
Okay, young man, I think you've seen enough for tonight.
Dad, come on. It's only 9.
Hey, the VCR's rolling. You can watch the rest tomorrow.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, brush your teeth.
Hey, Dad, it was really, really neat when the dead guy ripped off the punk rocker's head.
Yeah, well, they used to take out the blood bags.
What?
Nothing. Come on, off to bed now. Hey, Jeffy, I love you.
I love you, too.
Good night.
Night. I'm, glad Aunt Dawn was okay.
Yeah, me too.
Where are you?
Booga booga.
Same to you. You missed the first hour.
Yeah, I can always read the book. You sure you're not mad at me, Bill?
Not even a smidge.
It's just that... oh, the voice. I could have sworn it was one of mine. You know what I mean? One of mine?
Yeah, I do.
I can still hear those sobs. So lost. So heartbroken.
You ever thought you recognized someone on the street and called out, and then when they turned around, it was a total stranger?
Yeah, that happened once. In Seattle. I was in a mall, and I thought I saw my old roommate. I guess that's what happened tonight.
Well, you know, there are probably sound-alikes as well as look-alikes.
But you know your own. At least I thought so, until tonight.
Hey, come here. Let me hold you.
I was so positive it was Polly.
Well, because you've been worried about her getting her feet under her new school. But from what she told you tonight, I'd say she's doing just fine in that department. Wouldn't you?
I guess I would.
Come on, hon. She's going to graduate with honors and marry the man of her dreams. I can feel it.
I suppose you're right. Oh, I hate to see you looking so tired.
Same old thing. Between books. It's torture for me.
Well, hurry up and have an idea, you. That's an order.
Yes, ma'am.
You coming to bed?
Yeah. As soon as I finish taping this for Jeff.
Hey, the Japanese technicians who designed that VCR thought of everything. I'm told it runs all by itself.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen Ghost Kiss.
I figured it wasn't a technology issue. Okay, lover, enjoy. I'll be upstairs. I've got a few ideas of my own.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, that part about the punk rocker's head? I don't want Jeffy to see it.
Oh, yeah. I'll edit it out.
Night, honey. And Bill?
Hmm?
Thanks again for everything.
You're not Helen. What have you done with her?
Bill? Bill, it's 2 a.m. Bill? Bill, honey, it's late. You fell asleep. Bill? Bill? Oh, God. No. Bill? Oh. Hello? Hello? I need an ambulance. My husband. What? Oh, it's 5811 Oak Street. Oh, please hurry. Oh, please. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, Bill. Oh, Bill.
And so we commit the earthly remains of William Wideman to the ground, confident of his spirit and soul. Be ye not cast down, brethren, but lift thine eyes toward the heavens.
It's all right, honey.
Oh, Mom.
Come on, kids. Let's say goodbye to your father. One last time. Throw a handful of dirt on the coffin.
I'll miss you, Daddy.
Love you, big guy. Let's go back to the house. There are people waiting for us.
Hey, Jeffy. You and me, we can ride in the jump seats, okay? Come on, Jeff. Give me your hand.
Yeah, almost finished. Yeah. A lot of people here for this one.
That fellow was a writer, huh?
Yeah. Wrote them horror books. My wife, she says she wishes he'd done a couple more before he had that heart attack. Yeah. I like westerns myself.
Here she comes.
beautiful.
Oh, congratulations, Paul.
Wow, Polly, you're a married lady now.
But I'll always be your big sister, Sonny boy. Don't you forget that. Oh, honey, wait a minute. I want to say a word to Mom.
Did you be sure, lover?
Okay,
great.
And we'll see over the reception.
Honey. Oh, Mom. Hank, how can I thank you? It's such a beautiful wedding.
A beautiful wedding for a beautiful young bride.
Hank, I know I was a creep to you at times. When Mom told us she was getting remarried, I kind of freaked.
You were never a creep, Polly. A girl has only one father.
Mom.
Oh, no tears, honey. It's your wedding day. I'm the one who's supposed to be crying. Now go out there and pitch him the bouquet. That's what they're all waiting for.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was a beautiful wedding, Kate.
Yes, it was.
Come on, let's go to bed. We'll clean up in the morning.
I think I'll stay down here for a bit. I'm a little wound up. A woman doesn't see her first one get married every day.
That's for sure. You're thinking of Bill.
I guess I am.
And you still miss him, don't you?
Some days more than others. You didn't know, did you?
Know what?
It was 5 years ago tonight that he died.
How was it?
I don't think Polly remembered.
Well, I'll be upstairs. But I think I'll be awake for a while.
Got a few ideas, do you?
I might.
Oh, that's nice. I do miss you, big guy. Lots and lots. Every day. And you know what? It hurts.
Bernice Sharpening. This is the only kitchen knife you'll ever need.
Tomorrow at noon, Sabrina DeMille will share her fashion at
Channel 63's Saturday Night Late Movie, Ghost Kiss.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill.
Who are you calling?
Bill?
Who are you calling? Who do you want to call? Who would you call if it wasn't too late?
Call? Who would I call?
Who would you call?
The old number. I'm dialing the old number. The house on Oak Street.
Hello, Weideman residence.
Oh, Jake. Please, Jake.
Tell me, is that you? What's wrong?
Please, quick. Take him to the hospital. If you want him to live. He's going to have a heart attack tonight. Hello? Please. Oh, thank God. Please. Oh, you have to take him.
You have reached a non-working number. Please hang up and dial again. You have reached a non-working number.
No! No! It
was not a prank, and it was not a wrong number. It was someone in my family.
Yes, it was. Someone in my family. Someone very close. It was me!